Steve Dale is on the phone. Steve, how are you this morning?
I am great.
I see that you're going to be doing like pictures with dogs and Santa and Mrs. Claus coming up or something.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Thank you for bringing that up. So Tree Time is having an event called Pet-a-palooza, and I'm honored to be a part of that. That is this coming Saturday.
It's the 13th. It's a week from Saturday.
Thank you. I knew that. And from one to three, I will be there. But you don't want to see me necessarily. You want to see our dog, Hazel. And Hazel will be signing autographs, of course. I will be answering pet behavior questions. I'll be talking about an initiative called Fear Free. I'll talk about anything you want me to talk about, including, yes, I'm about to say it, cat behavior. So you may not be able to bring your cat, but you can ask me your cat questions. You know what? I grew up listening to this radio station, to WGN, and Tree Time has been a part of Chicago for a very long time. I mean, a part of Chicago Christmas. I was telling the lady who owns Tree Time, people must see you on the street and just smile because they think of you. When they see you, they think of Christmas, and that's not so bad.
Yeah. So a lot of people are traveling for the holidays, and do you travel with your dog? Do you ever put your dog in the cargo part of the plane? Probably not, right?
There's a word for that, never.
Yeah, I did it when I was young, and I lived in California, and I wanted to bring my dogs with me. And after a few experiences, I said never again. So did you see this video that's gone viral that was filmed by a guy who works at the airport about where dogs go when you put them on a plane?
Yeah, I think more people need to see not only that video, videos like it, or understand that dogs go in a cargo hold that isn't particularly well heated. They're treated like luggage, really.
Yeah.
And they're just tossed in there like we know the airlines, no offense to the airlines, but they do toss our luggage about. And it's the same for pets. I mean, yes, individuals like, I suppose, this guy handle our pets with more care. That's great. But they're still traveling in a way, bottom line, that isn't in the cabin. So, yeah, I have no issue with a dog or cat. The dog has to be small enough to do it, though. And the airline has to be one of those airlines that says, it's okay to do that. We'll charge you about $150 or whatever the fee is, depending on the airline, for the honor of having your dog or cat be in the seat in front of you in a carrier. But dogs that are too large to be in a carrier, or people just don't know better, they go in cargo. And that is, in my view, and the ASPCA, incidentally, agrees, just never a good idea. I understand why people sometimes need to travel with their pet. Maybe you're moving, whatever the case may be. If you can't do it by car, it's a difficult problem right now. I don't know the solution, but traveling in cargo doesn't seem to be the answer. Too many bad things happen to too many pets. If you must do it, don't change flights. Do a direct flight and look at the time of day and where that flight is. So if that flight lands or it begins in a very hot place or a very cold place, it's going to be very hot or potentially very cold in that cargo hold.
So pet owners are up in arms. 6.9 million people have watched this TikTok video so far. Somebody posed a question. Hey, what happens to dogs when we put them on the plane? So a guy who works at the Vancouver airport was just like willing to show people. So he videotaped what looked like a poodle mix going into the cargo hold of a plane. The dog looks absolutely terrified. And yes, sure. He was lovely. He tied down the crate and everything. But they're tossing luggage in there. And the temperatures, like you mentioned, are extreme. And it's noisy. It's really loud.
Yeah, I mean, all that is true. And, I mean, even traveling in a plane in the cabin is not necessarily fun for most pets. As I think about it, I'm not sure that traveling in the cabin is fun for any of us. But imagine how they feel. They don't know what's going on. So I'm in absolute support of saying for those animals, a nutraceutical, it's not a nutritional supplement, it's not a pharmaceutical, but something in between there to at least take off the edge, a pheromone product, so a nutraceutical like Zilkeen, a product like the Adapto, which is a pheromone product, but something, talk to your veterinarian about this and be sure to try it first, not the day you fly, but days before. Even if that pet is flying in the cabin, the pet's going to be anxious. Flying in cargo, the biggest thing of all, everything you said is true. It's cold, it's noisy, and they're not with their people.
Mm-hmm.
So they have no idea what's going on. And the part about they're not with their people, and there's no one around them, no human being, just luggage, maybe another animal. And, okay, you've got two dogs that aren't necessarily dog-friendly. That makes matters worse. The crates can be facing one another. For brachiocephalic breeds, those are the breeds that look like they walked into a wall. They have pushed-in noses.
Oh, yeah.
They have difficult breathing under the best of circumstances. Pugs, French bulldogs, bulldogs. The list goes on. Shih Tzus, Pekingese, all of those dogs and more. They have difficult breathing, a difficult time breathing anyway, very often. So imagine if the temperature is as high as it can get inside those cargo holds, sometimes, depending on the time of year you leave and where you're going, that makes matters worse. And dogs do succumb. They die.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely happens. So if you've been considering that, definitely go check out the video, get an idea of what it's all about. And Steve, thank you for being our resident pet expert, and I will look for you at Tree Time a week from Saturday.
Yay! Thank you very much. Petapalooza! Thank you, Lisa.